came back up, you say he had the...
Colic?
Or he had the...
Indigest, the vomit?
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Heave.
How did that sound?
It's a heave or vomit. I guess the heaving up sounds better than the vomit.
What sounds the worst?
Vomit sounds worse to me. But it is vomiting in the book.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If someone did that, he said he was sick. Mm-hmm. Where?
Way down here.
If it vomits.
Sick in his stomach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam, if a boy keeps on going over to the same girl's house, like he's seriously interested in her, you'd say that he's doing what?
Go instead.
What did people used to say a long time ago?
Courting.
Okay. Do you hear that now?
No, you don't hear it so much now. You don't hear that so much now.
You say he would be called her...
Fancy. What you call it?
What about old-fashioned
girl? Boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be his...
Girlfriend.
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
naked.
Okay. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she did what?
You run him away? Run him out?
What about, he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused to marry him.
Okay. But they were engaged, and all of a sudden she did what?
You know, all of a sudden she...
Did you ever say she...
Jilted him.
Uh-huh.
Jilted him.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
And if she didn't jilt him, you'd say they went ahead and got...
got married?
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Got hitched.
Okay.
They call everything now. That sounds bad.
At a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
bridegroom. No, not the bridegroom. The best man.
What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
That's the bridegroom. Bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people in the town would get married, other people would come around their house at night and make a lot of noise.
The initiating.
Huh?
Shivering.
Okay.
Shivering.
What all would they do?
Just ring old cowbells and things. But most of them would get married and they wouldn't have a reception.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they get shivering.
Would you then invite the people that were shivering you? Would you invite them in?
Well, I guess you hadn't planned to have a reception and wouldn't have anything to give. They'd be shivering because you hadn't given me anything. Some cake, ice cream, or wine.
How would you get rid of them?
Well, they just had to let them take their turn and go home. And they got tired of the noise, maybe they'd go home. I don't know, they might have went in and drank coffee or something, maybe.
Were you ever shivering?
No, I never have seen it, but I heard of it. But I never have been shivering. That's old-fashioned. But to say that's why they want you to treat them. That's why they were shivering. I heard that.
How would you use the words up or down or over, talking about locations? Like you say, I saw him last week, what, Shreveport. I saw him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me see. I don't know what to do.
Would you say over to Shreveport or down?
Oh, that's up.
Okay, you say I saw him.
Up in Shreveport.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why would you say up?
Well, from here, Shreveport is up.
North, you mean?
No, it's not north, it's west. Out in Shreveport.
Okay.